This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's establishing a task force that will protect American monuments nationwide from violent anarchists and rioters. Meanwhile, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes President Trump will rethink a threat to veto a big defense bill because it does include a plan to rename military bases named after Confederate generals. Connecticut's Democratic Governor Ned Lamont says he thinks President Trump would protect Confederate monuments over the Statue of Liberty.
Sometimes I think he's willing to stand up for those Confederate statues, but he wouldn't lose any sleep if the Statue of Liberty was knocked off her pedestal.
The White House says it's not planning to take any action on reports of Russia bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Weekly jobless claims are down again. The Labor Department figures out this morning showing 1.427 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that was 55,000 fewer than the week before. Meanwhile, the government says the economy added nearly 5 million new jobs last month, rebounding from the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump saying at the White House a short time ago,
"The United States economy added almost 5 million jobs in the month of June, shattering all expectations. The unemployment rate fell by more than 2 percentage points, just about 11%.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hoping President Trump will rethink a threat to veto a big defense bill that includes a pay hike for troops. The president has said he'll veto it because it includes a plan to rename military bases named after Confederate generals. And this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
A breathing expert is shooting down some myths about masks, USA's Tim Berg reports.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says 65% of U.S. adults say they have personally worn a mask in a store or a business in the past month. There still are some people, though, who are against wearing masks and think they don't need to wear them or feel they don't help or not effective when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Paul DeChiro. He's a breathing performance specialist, and one of the things we discuss is the effectiveness of masks.
I do think people should be wearing a mask. At the very worst case scenario, you are minorly inconvenienced, and it is highly likely that you're helping to stop the spread of the virus and infect others.
DeChiro also tackles some of the falsehoods we're seeing regarding masks.
As far as the myths that are running around, how it affects your breathing, yes, it absolutely does affect how you breathe, but not in the way that people think it does. It doesn't change your oxygen levels. In fact, your body has no receptors that tell you how much oxygen is inside your body. It only knows how much carbon dioxide. Some people are worried that they're too high a level of carbon dioxide, but the truth is, for most masks, it forces people to breathe quicker than they normally do, more rapidly in a hyperventilation pattern, and they actually breathe out more carbon dioxide than they're supposed to. Their carbon dioxide levels drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, it's how we roll. You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Oh, I'm telling you. And especially right now when we got 2%. Basically, the tail shaking the dog here right now. You know, we're tearing down monuments, rewriting history. I mean, they're having all kinds of fun at the people's expense, as General Mike Flynn warned us. You know, you got to be careful about the passionate 2%. They can overwhelm the 98%, but the 98% has to find its spine and take a stand for that which they believe in. I mean, here we are. I mean, it's kind of amazing. 4th of July just around the corner. Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, all these valuable documents, the Bill of Rights is before us as we look to why we are independent and why liberty is so important to us. The GOP congressional candidate for Chicago's 9th District and the Iranian-born former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Sargis Sangari joins us now. Sargis, always good to be talking to you. By the way, congratulations on your run to represent the GOP for Chicago's 9th District.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's good to be here again. And, you know, we did it. We went through the primary gate, and we're looking at 100-plus days left before we'll find out if we're in Congress or we're trying our best to keep the Republican Party alive here in Illinois.
Well, you're going against a long-standing Democratic operative. In fact, I think she was interested, very much interested, when Barack Obama's Senate seat came available. And I think she was lobbying with Blagojevich on, you know, trying to take over that seat. So she has an interesting history. Seems to be very much geared towards women's rights. But I guess men's rights are, you know, backseat to, progressive women ideals, right?
Well, what happens is all the congressmen, they find these echo chambers, and it's those echo chambers that keep on feeding them that they're on the right path. But if you listen to everybody else, you know, in your district, you're actually mucking it up. You know, the only way I have to fire one of my employees, in this case, she's an employee, she works for me as a resident in the 9th Congressional District, I get a run for Congress and fire her that way. So hopefully the voters will have enough sense to realize that, you know, 20 years is enough. We need new blood, fresh perspective.
Without a doubt. Sargis, you say as, you know, as this country is busy tearing down statues, rewriting history, all in a fervor over the systemic racism that I believe that we need to deal with in a reasonable way and have a reasonable conversation, all this idea of defunding police, what's going on. I mean, there's such immediate causal effect that's happening, you know, not only in Illinois, Chicago specifically, but also in New York. I mean, you take away 600 plainclothes officers, and you wonder why, you know, crime has gone up so exponentially. Murders in New York. I mean, turn off the lights in Broadway and tourism in New York. Thank you very much. Their incredible mayor there.
Look, this is a process that we've read about, we've used. As you know, I ran operations with the Syrian army in Syria and Iraq going back to 2015. And you've been with us for a long time on these issues, Bill. Actually, one of our commanders was killed, a group of socialists called the YPG. And when that commander was killed, Antifa was on the ground training with the YPG and supporting them. So they're taking that experience back here, and they're using it in a process of what they call a micro-insurgency. So, you know, I've fought in the insurgencies. I've, you know, kind of ran those insurgencies in the microcosm with the Syrian army operations. And it was used to be called asymmetrical warfare. And that's what it is here. You got TRICOM that has funded a lot of money, especially in Seattle, with what was happening in CHOPS. And if you looked at some of the faces that were picking up with 40% hit on facial recognition, they all were either supportive or worked for TRICOM, Chinese Communist Party leadership, out of Seattle. So, you know, these are the issues you run into.
Yeah, but we're not hearing about it, Sargas. I mean, thank God you're here to tell us about it, and you've been, you know, consistently giving us intel on this. But you know, this is incredibly disturbing how the mainstream media has misserved the people. They have not lived up to their obligation to keep us informed. I mean, they are duping us, and we're not hearing about you know, about Antifa, nor the relationship with Black Lives Matter. Now, when I say Black Lives Matter, I want to make sure people understand I'm talking about Black Lives Matter at large. What I'm talking about is the specific Marxists and antagonists that share, I would say, a bloodline and a passion consistent with Antifa.
Well, whatever organization you have, if you're going to tie it to civil rights, you got to make sure it doesn't get hijacked. The 60s civil rights movement were peaceful. They were able to accomplish more than even the current so-called Black Lives Matter has been able to accomplish because they ensured that anti-war protesters at that time and also what they called to be these white liberals were not part of the protest marches. They isolated them. And Reverend King said that he wanted to make sure it was a black face to the entire process, and they were able to accomplish a lot. Today, they have Antifa in it. They have different socialist groups in there. They have other organizational support structures and dollars that are not good for them. When you're taking money from Hamas and you're being supported by them, this is not an organization that can be successful in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And it's being framed as peaceful, Sargas. I mean, that's the thing that's disturbing. You know, what they say peaceful, and I say, okay, what's your definition of peaceful? I mean, I see looting. I see businesses destroyed. I see family investments and years of dreams gone up in flames. People's jobs that are also extinguished. That's a peaceful protest. I don't recall seeing protests of this nature, you know, during the 60s with Reverend King.
Look, even if, let's say they're peaceful, let's just say, okay, poof, we snap our fingers, we forget all the rioting has gone as a peaceful protest. At the end of the day, what do you accomplish? Okay, you got a chance to paint your organizational name on the streets. Well, on those streets, cars drive on them, birds poop on them, people spit on them. That's not political victory. Maybe for your organization's name more recognition and more money in your coffers. But at the end of the day, if the person like the current incumbent in the 9th Congressional District is sitting there and hasn't done anything for you for 20 years, and that person's going to win again, not going to do anything for you for another additional 2 years, you're not achieving anything. Victory has to be at the polling, and victory has to be even in the system.
Well, and as you said, or even Donald Trump for that matter, Sargas, I mean, when he went to black American communities, he said, give me a shot. What have you got to lose? And look what happened in, you know, the first 3.5 years of this administration, what he was able to do, you know, for black people, lest we forget. Of course, Black Lives Matter and the Antigonists and Marxists would want us to forget what this administration has done, not only for black America, but I say for all American. We're all the better as a result of this administration. And of course, we get a chance to vote come November and make sure that, as they say, they can hear us now. More from Sargas Zangari after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Here we are on the verge of celebrating Independence Day about our freedoms. I mean, this is what this all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. And Sargas, I got to say, I am not necessarily freaked out by what's happening with the 2% up in arms. And, you know, yes, it's hurtful to see how disturbed they are, that they feel the answer is burning and looting and destroying. But this is what progressives do. This is what socialists do. And these kids have been indoctrinated. They have been duped and really dumbed down to the extent that they're so willing quickly to abandon principles and values and liberties that so many have paid the ultimate price for.
Well, look, you know that I came from Iran. Iran was a revolution. The Shah at that time had one of the top economies. The rial was number 5 in the world and climbing. And he sent his young men and women in Iran. Even the middle class was living much better than upper class here in the U.S. to the United States, and then went to the universities of U.S. where socialism was already starting to make its way in. And they took those socialist ideologies, went back, and absolutely destroyed Iran internally. And they did so to do what? To bring the Islamic revolution in and have the Islamists take over. And the same individuals who were pushing the socialist agenda, the first place they linked up with were the Islamists in the Middle East. Same thing here. You got a lot of the socialists who are tying themselves to a lot of radical Islamic groups in the United States. The formula, I saw what happened in Iran, and I'm going to tell you, as I tell everybody, revolutions are fine and dandy, but at the end, they usually don't turn out the way you thought.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you, an Islamist winning your organization will whack you faster than you can ever be able to push any of your socialist agendas through the process of what you think is going to be this new formulation of a new government. So be careful what you're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah, be careful what you wish for. And you know firsthand, Sargas, the human devastation and murder that happened on the heels of this takeover. That is the future that lies before us for our children and grandchildren, unless, you know, the socialists are stopped.
Well, they're going to eventually be stopped. Maybe they won't be stopped now, and they think that they're going to achieve a victory. But look, peace, as you saw in what was happening within CHOPS or CHAD at the beginning, is handled in security at the barrel of a gun. And if you take care of the police and say, I'm going to get rid of the cops, you're going to have to do the policing work. And what was happening in CHOPS was individuals who were not trained to be police doing what they thought what the policing work should have been and ending up killing people. You had these white Antifa kids in that particular area within 6 blocks killing black youths, the last dude ever killed. So whatever is your messaging that we're going to work together, obviously, if you can't run a country, it doesn't matter what the form of government is.
Right. Well, finally, you know, the Summer of Love concert festivity that the mayor thought was going to happen there in Seattle came to an end. But meanwhile, you know, the suffering of the people there in that what started out as a 6-block square area, they got reduced to 3 blocks. I mean, they were horrified. They were fearful. I mean, unlike the McCloskeys, for example, who were faced with, several hundred cultural warriors busting down the gate to their community and threatening them. The people there in Seattle, they were just overwhelmed. I mean, they didn't have any option but to stay hunkered down, keep their businesses closed, people losing income, they didn't have a job to go to. All this was compromised for this Summer of Free Love brought to you by the local government.
Well, it is a local government. They're the ones responsible for it. They should be the ones who pay for it. But unfortunately, the voter has to make that decision. And sometimes these individuals have entrenched themselves. They're supported by very powerful machines, and they continue to stay because money talks, as they say in D.C., bullshit walks.
Yeah.
Look, while we're busy killing each other here, China's moving forward with its plans of what it wants to do globally against us and other nations, especially the ones that are tied to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So we can continue to fight each other. At the end of the day, if you're number 30 in world popularity and you are possibly the third economy of the world, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not at all. You're exactly right. And you wrote that China is eating our lunch while we're busy, you know, with all these things that matter so little, from tearing down statues. And, of course, you know, what was thrust upon we the people in terms of the coronavirus. I know Chinese reporters are, you know, they take grave exception. They see this as racist, you know, for us to declare, you know, the facts as we know them. I mean, there's no other facts than we know. Which is that the COVID-19 emanated out of China. I mean, where else did it come out of? Did it come out of Mexico? Did it come out of any other? Did it come out of Iran? No, it came out of that lab that even our own government was aware of, that, Dr. Fauci, thank you very much, against the orders of President Obama, which they're not talking about, gave the Wuhan lab and China, $3.5 million to help establish that laboratory. And after about 18 months, the scientists there determined, they said, these guys are reckless. They're a bunch of cowboys. We're getting out of here. Probably a bad move, because with their departure, then China was able to operate that lab without supervision and without the correct scrutiny to protect, you know, the world at large. And then here they are complicit with the World Health Organization, oh, by the way, giving us all this false evidence and delusionary information, this propaganda that led us to believe that it wasn't as bad as it was. But thank God that President Trump went with his gut instinct and did some moves, in closing down flights coming in from China. But he should have closed the eastern border as well. But the pushback there, because of, as you said, these globalists and these political operatives, you know, they're the ones that compromised America's security, not Donald Trump.
Oh, look, the problem is all that is true as long as we have a free press that can report on it. But our press is really tied to Chinese dollars, because China controls our manufacturing base. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these congressmen you have today and senators invest in companies that are overseas in China for their future. And also we have a lot of our press media that has those type of investments in China. So it's very hard to go against Chinese propaganda. I had written an article on the P4 lab Wuhan virus in early February. I submitted it to our local newspaper here, went through 12 iterations. Finally, they said, it's going to be very difficult for us to post it. Now you stood, because China's influence very hard on those particular newspapers here. So I took it to Japan Forward. I posted it on 3 April and actually had everything that the government was talking about after that as to what happened at the P4 lab. Now, on 1 June, I started my first podcast, New Paradigms, on what was happening in Antifa. And at that time, Washington Post had on the same day the individual who wrote the book on Antifa in his byline, writing about how Antifa is not an organization that is responsible for what is happening, is Trump's dialogue. So until we can get our press media to focus on these issues, to include the Russian bounties, which probably is a push for our Chinese information operation to release before the election, we'll never be able to win.
Well, they're not going to, as you said. Follow the money, Sargis. I mean, it's the old political axiom. You follow the money and you find out what's going in and the strings that are being pulled against freedom, against all the values that we're going to celebrate here in a couple of days for 4th of July. America needs to stand up, and either we believe in, give me death or, give me liberty. I mean, this is the binary choice, and we get behind this, and the silent majority stands up, and then our elected officials, maybe they can discover a spine once again and protect that which is right for all of us. Sargis Sangari. Thank you, Sargis. Appreciate it, buddy. All the best to you.
Thank you, Mel. God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's establishing a task force that will protect American monuments nationwide from violent anarchists and rioters. Meanwhile, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes President Trump will rethink a threat to veto a big defense bill because it does include a plan to rename military bases named after Confederate generals. Connecticut's Democratic Governor Ned Lamont says he thinks President Trump would protect Confederate monuments over the Statue of Liberty.
Sometimes I think he's willing to stand up for those Confederate statues, but he wouldn't lose any sleep if the Statue of Liberty was knocked off her pedestal.
The White House says it's not planning to take any action on reports of Russia bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Right? We, the people, we have a country to save. The first three important words of our founding documents here, we, the people, I mean, really it commands us to be responsible. I mean, we have the very government we have right now because we've allowed it to happen. You know, again, I keep referring to what General Flynn has put out there in that commentary, that 2% of the passionate, you know, obviously and continuously overwhelm 98% of the passive. And what's happening is our government, right before our eyes, with our eyes wide open, our political life, the culture of this country, the American dream, is being stolen out from underneath us. And, you know, we can talk about all these nefarious forces that have come in, the educational system, and these, but they're not overwhelming to the point that we need to surrender, because we have the truth. And if we're not pursuing the truth and utilizing the power of truth and just going along with public opinion, because unfortunately, in the absence of truth, this is what the left has done so effectively. They have muted the truth. They have, they've redefined the truth to get us to try to believe that it's relevant. I mean, no. You know, relevant truth puts everything into question, including our morality. I mean, to the point that we abandon morality. As Benjamin Franklin was famous for saying, you know, and our founding fathers, that our Constitution, our form of government, was established for a moral people. Now, that doesn't, and by no means, by that statement, does it imply at any level that we are perfect. You know, like moral agents, it is our goal, it is our North Star, it is what we hope to attain to. Some moments we get that right, and some moments not so right, but those we have to reconcile. And usually we do that in the late hours of the night as we wake up and deal with our conscience and realize that we have fallen short. But we live another day to realize that truth is most important, and that is our North Star, and that's what we need to point to. Dr. Manfred Lutz is joining us now. He's the best-selling author, psychiatrist, and Catholic theologian. And we're going to be talking about his new book, Scandal of Scandals. He says, after the holy wars and witch hunts, after persecutions and political machinations, there is a broad sense today that the church, however well-meaning, is on the wrong side of history. Dr. Lutz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. An honor to have you with us, sir.
Yes. Welcome from Europe.
Well, good. I'm excited to be having this opportunity to speak with you. Tell our audience, roughly, I gave just a real quick headline summary of what the Scandal of Scandals is all about. Tell us about that, if you would, please.
I think the problem today is that the Christians themselves are ashamed of their own history without knowing it. Mm-hmm. I've studied theology, and we had a lot of prophecies that said 2,000 years Christianity has gone astray, and then came I, the professor. Mm-hmm. And when 2,000 years it was a catastrophe, then Christianity is not credible. And so the scandal of the scandal will say it's a scandal that we see the history of Christianity only as a history of scandals. And I've read a book of a very, very well-known historian in Germany, Torrents and Violence, the Bible between the Christianity between Bible and thought. And there I've read things that I did not know, and so I wanted to make this book for a broader public. And together with this historian, I made a short version of this book in 275 pages, all the so-called scandals, the witch hunts, Inquisition, Galileo Galilei, all that. Mm-hmm. But the state of science. I think it's important that also Christians know the state of science, and that not Catholics speak only to Catholics, but they can speak to, they have the arguments for atheists. And I think also atheists have to know these facts so that they can speak to their daughters, to their son, to their neighbors about these important issues of history.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here, Dr. Lutz, because that has been the question. And I think in the modern era, especially as we continue to see, particularly here in the United States, the reduced presence and power of the church in today's cultural issues. We've abandoned our North Star, I would say the truth, most importantly. As the book of Romans says, we've exchanged the truth for a lie. And it has greatly and severely injured the effectiveness of the church today in the United States.
Yes, and I think we have to know that our values of the Western societies come from Christianity. For example, tolerance is a Christian invention. I did not know that, although I've studied 5 years theology. Mm-hmm. But tolerantia in classical Latin was called carrying loads, for example, tree trunks.
Yes.
But the Christians made of this tolerant people with another opinion. We could be proud as Christians about that, but the Christians didn't know that. Or internationality, for example. In the tribe religions, only the own tribe had something like human rights. All the other people were not human beings. You could kill them. Mm-hmm. But the Christians were the first that believed in only one God that created all all the peoples, all the human beings equally. So this is internationality. Respect of other peoples is a Christian invention, and that I think Christians have to know. And also compassion, for example, for the Greeks and the Romans, a handicapped was somebody who was beaten by the gods, and it was better not to speak with him because otherwise you are also beaten by the gods.
Exactly.
And so, for example, in the southern European countries, also in the Mediterranean, you see a little bit that handicapped, you didn't speak about handicap because you fear you have not, the gods are against you. But the Christians made completely the opposite. They said in the handicapped, in the disadvantaged, there you can meet Christ, you can meet God. And this was a revolution, and our Western societies, also the atheists in our Western societies, believe in these values, but do not know that these values are Christian values.
Exactly. Well, we have abandoned these core tenets. In fact, I just had a conversation with George Barna, and he has been responsible for conducting research originally with the Barna Group. He is now on his own, heading the research at Cultural Research Center in Arizona Christian University. And surprisingly, I say surprisingly, these are the hard numbers to your point, only 39% of Americans today, the research revealed, view human life as having unconditional intrinsic worth. I mean, we are cheapening the value of human life. This is a core tenet to our morality and Christian beliefs. And right there, we're allowing human life, you know, the fact that we're made in the image of God to be reduced to a lot less than what God intended it to be. And then we wonder why our society is in such chaos and Western civilization is on the brink of, I don't necessarily want to say extinction, that might be too grave, but we're definitely getting reduced to a lot less than the significance that we should be playing a role in right now.
Yes, that's right. The Christians were the people that were against abortion, for example. The Romans made abortion. It was normal. You could kill children of 2 years when the father said, I will kill it. He's a handicapped, you can kill it. You can kill this child. And the Christians said, every human being has, you haven't to kill any human being. This
right.
is completely new. And for us today, I think also Christians, there are some Christians, they think you can abort and all that. They make compromises. But I think you have to know the values and you have to know the history of that. I think also Christians are asked by their daughters, by their sons. But what about Inquisition?
Well, Dr. Lutz, we got to go to quick break. We've got more from the doctor after this. Stay with us.
Okay.
This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065.
7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Witch hunts after persecutions and political machinations. There is a broad sense today, sadly, that the church, however well-meaning, is on the wrong side of history. I mean, Jesus came to establish the church. He left the church and the Holy Spirit upon his departure so that we could handle these situations. Dr. Lutz, it's not like this is a surprise to God Almighty. He knew the hearts of men, and he knew the church was going to be a powerful instrument. And almost like the children of Israel who have abandoned their mission, as we read in the Old Testament, time and again they would abandon their mission. They were to be the light of God's love and mercy. And they abandoned it. They walked away from it to find other gods and created gods. Here the church today is almost following the same example of the children of Israel of the Old Testament.
Yes, yes, and I think we have, the Christians have to know their own history to defend also Christianity. You have to know this. And this was the sense of this book, The Scandal of the Scandals. It was in Germany, it was at place one of the bestsellers, the most sold book in Germany, 100,000 copies, because also atheists have to know these things, these facts about history. It's our history. For example, witch hunts. Witch hunts were not in the Middle Ages. They were in the modern era. In the Middle Ages, witches were not hunted because Christianity was the first religion that did not believe in witches. So that when in the Middle Ages somebody said, this is a witch, he was in danger because the church said he must be sentenced because he's not a Christian. Mm-hmm. So all these things, Christians apologize for their own history without knowing that, and that was, we'll say, when the Christians believe that God become man, became history. Mm-hmm. And if this history was terrible, then we are not credible. So I think this is a book for every Christian who has to answer the questions of his daughter, his son, his atheist neighbor, because we have to have more science in this discussion. Not only to say it was all brilliant, it was there were real scandals. In the book, I mentioned also real scandals. For example, it was a scandal that heretics were killed.
Yes.
But did you know that for 1,000 years, Christianity was the first religion that did not kill heretics? I did not know this after 5 years studying theology.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the state of art because of the parable of weeds and wheat. Christ said, let it grow together, and on doomsday there will be the decision. And so for 1,000 years, heretics were not killed. That then, in the year 1022, the French King Robert let kill the cathedral chapter of Orléans. This was a real scandal because it was against the commandment of Jesus. But to know that that for 1,000 years it was not in that way, this we have to know as Christians.
Well, Dr. Lutz, I got to imagine for, you know, the people in Germany and in Europe who got their hands on your book, I imagine this was almost a rebirth for them to appreciate what the Christian world had contributed to humanity and these stories that have been lost in translation. That, in the early years of our faith, there was a lot of a lot of tradition, a lot of vocal tradition that was exchanged. That's the way we got information. Today we do it with a certain number of letters that are tweeted out, but so much is left out that is so significant. But this is the problem that we have in the church today, is that people just do not, they do not know their history, and that when anybody questions them, then they fall back on their heels. There is no defense, but yet the Bible is clear to tell us that we should have that defense. So shame on us, for not having, a prepared statement for any attack that the church would come under.
Yes, and it was in a certain sense modern. Also some theologians, my professors, for example, some of my professors, found themselves very good to say it was terrible, all this history.
Right.
But when you do not know the real history, this is not correct. For example, the liberation of slaves. I always thought for the Enlightenment was responsible for the liberation of slaves. And this is not true. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, had slaves.
Yes.
And also Voltaire and all these Enlightenment philosophers were not against slavery. But it was the Christians, and this is what a sociologist from Harvard says, Christianity became the first and only world religion to declare freedom as its highest religious goal. Orlando Peterson and Rodney Stark said Christianity was unique in the opposition against slavery. In the Islamic world, there was slavery just up to the year 1964 in Saudi Arabia. Yes, and the Western countries, the pressure of Western countries made Saudi Arabians close this slavery market. But that the Christians killed slavery in a certain sense, this the Christians and also the atheists have to know. So the Christianity is very important when we want to know the fundaments of our society, and these fundaments now are a little bit in discussion.
Yes.
So it's important to know, and this is why I've written this book. It's important to know all that, to know the real facts of historians. I let read the book by leading German historians, but also by my hairdresser, because I think all what hairdressers do not understand is not important for life.
Right.
And sometimes it's difficult that theologians write books that you cannot understand.
Yeah.
And so this is important that everybody knows this and knows the history of Christianity and knows the facts about them. We can be proud, and also the scandals. For example, the Crusades. The Crusades were a scandal. Really?
Yeah. Dr. Lutz, just a minute. Let me comment first on, because slavery is so important, and it's huge right now. We're having this discussion, and as you say, knowledge is what we're having more than a discussion. We have riots in the streets over systemic racism and other issues, and I say this is a welcomed crisis that is happening right now in America, because we're starting to address these things, and maybe we might get on the other side of this. But I, like you, I believe the church is going to be hugely instrumental, as it was in the early days. I mean, because when you think back in Europe and in England, it was William Wilberforce, a Christian, who, you know, he prayed, you know, constantly over slavery and how to address this issue. He was a leading force in resolving the slavery issue in England. We could only have hoped that we would have been able to have that kind of measure and that kind of transition in the United States, but it didn't happen that way. We had a civil war. 600,000 people died to free and liberate to liberate black Americans. And what happens in the liberation of black Americans, as you state in your book, liberation goes both ways, because if all other cultures and all other races are going to be free, then we all have to be free. So in liberating blacks, we are liberating ourselves, because this is Christianity. This is God's heart, that we live in freedom, that we would be we would experience liberty. This is why Jesus came, you know, to deliver us, right?
Yes, I agree completely. And what's interesting, that also atheist philosophers say today, in the history of the human rights, Christianity was the most important fact. And they say atheist philosophers. So we have to know this, and we have to know that this is a little bit the central point of Christianity, that every human being is created by the one God.
Amen.
And so the rights of every human being have to do with the fact that we believe in one God. Not we have a God for Africans, a God for Europeans, a God for Americans, but we believe in one God. And so I think when we discuss with more knowledge about these things, the discussion will be deeper, and we will not have so aggressive things, because aggressivity is only possible when you do not know the things.
Exactly. And what happens, as you say, knowledge is power. And it's the right knowledge. It's the true knowledge. It goes back. Again, I often quote this because this is so meaningful to me. And I believe it's quite the testament and admonishment to modern America and the modern world, is the conversation between God and Cain. And he tells Cain, he says, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Yes. That's right. I've made a book with a survivor of Auschwitz, of the Holocaust, and he was a Jew, and he said this is what you quoted now. This is the center of the Bible, and to speak about that with more knowledge, this is the sense of this book, The Scandal of the Scandals, the secret history of Christianity. It will say it's not secret. You can read it, but nobody knows.
Yes, exactly.
Because the books are too thick, or the books are not understandable, or people do not speak about this, or also theologians don't want to speak about the good things of the history of Christianity. So I think we have to know this history.
Without a doubt. Well, Dr. Manfred Lutz, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much. The book is linked on our website.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have
experience improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you